ain't you Mainline Casey?
Yep, that's what they call me.
Well, they call me the Texas Drifter, Casey, and I just heard last week about your partner, the Oklahoma kid, getting killed. You know, I ain't never heard straight about it, Casey. I wonder if you'd mind telling a fella just how it happened, how come him to get killed?
No, I wouldn't mind, Drifter. It's like this. A grass fire set fire to a railroad bridge. The Oklahoma kid knew the passing train was just about due. So he goes up the track to flag the train.
Did he stop it all right, Mr. Casey?
Yeah. He stopped it all right, but they never would have seen the kid if he hadn't let the train hit him. And it killed him plumb dead.
Gee, that's too bad, Mr. Casey. You know, when I hear about a dead hobo or something like that, it always makes me think of a trip I took up in the Ozark Mountains one time, and what I mean, it sure was a beautiful night.
And as I stood on the top of a mountain, watching the pale moonshine, casting its shadows around me, by the side of a lonesome pine, I noticed a mound behind me, oblong, sinister, and queer, and a little board bearing these words, Goble Reed lies here. Only four words on his tombstone, only four words to remind that a man was sleeping in silence in his grave by this whispering pine.
How long had he lain there just resting
while the pine murmured sweetly above? Did he have friends to miss him? Had he a woman to love? Or was he just all alone and forgotten? Just a hobo tired of the trail, resting in peace and contentment there in that forgotten vale. And I wondered how many hobos who tired of running the line were resting nameless and forgotten beneath some sheltering pine.
Yodel-a-doo.